Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Welcome to Facing Fate. It's me, your game master, Russ Moore. He, him, and we're playing a wonderful game today with some good friends. With me is Amy Moore.
Yes, I'm here. I'm so excited to play. My pronouns are she, her. And I play Flynn Schluter. He, him.
Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. And I am playing Warrior Twin Cargo Win. He, him.
And from the realms of peril and glory, we have first Zachary Fortisgom.
Hello, my pronouns are he, him, and I will be playing Quasar Pulsar, also he, him, and a member of the Scrathen race of essentially space elves.
And Liz Campbell's here.
Hello, my pronouns are any, and today I'll be playing the other half of the warrior twin pair, Margot Wynn, she, her.
And the captain of the group, it's James Barbarossa.
Hi, I didn't realize I was playing the captain of the group until right when we started playing. Yeah. Hi, I'm James Barbarossa. My pronouns are he, him, and I will be playing Raph Lone Wolf, an outlaw, very intelligent, real smart-thinking guy, does all the plans and fails up. And his pronouns are he, him, in case you couldn't guess from that description.
And fails up, I think, is the best part of that description. Yep. So that's
fails
where it comes
up. Really just stumbles through life and wins when he really shouldn't.
I'm really looking forward to everybody hearing this game. We're playing Offworlders today, which is a space trucking, sci-fi, warrior, going through all that sort of cool stuff. I'll do a better description of this later, but we can't wait to play. You're going to hear more from Realms of Peril and Glory and where you can find them a little bit through this episode. Please do check them out. Now we'll get you to the episode.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
It's not often you find yourself drifting in the vastness and depths of space. Well, unless you're the crew of the Resilient Squirrel. That's where we find our heroic ship drifting silently amongst the stars. Amy, if you could describe what we see as we come upon the Resilient Squirrel.
The Resilient Squirrel is a modest size space vessel. It is brown plated and has quite the bushy end. Whatever the end of a spaceship is called, it's got a bushy end, hence the name Resilient Squirrel. It's also been patched up quite a bit, so the browns don't all match all over the place. But she is a trusty and strong vessel.
You don't want to find yourself on the bushy end of the squirrel, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right. It's where the gun lives.
Inside the ship, we hear clanging and banging as Flynn is patching some damage from your last mission.
And also some banging and clanging because Cargo's like doing some reps to keep that sick, swole bod.
The camera moves through the hallway and we see the workout room, which was totally necessary for Margo and Cargo, and they're just getting ripped. One working legs, one working arms. You alternate, obviously, day to day.
Yep. Gotta have a buddy. Keeps you on track.
Until we reach Flynn.
Hey, can you guys just stop for 4 seconds and hand me the monkey wrench?
No, 35, 36, 37... No, I've lost count.
I look over and Margo's using the wrench I need to do the reps.
Absolutely, yes.
It's huge.
Are you serious right now? Are you serious?
Well, if people would get me the proper weights as I keep asking for, then I wouldn't have to use whatever these grubby tools are.
If you don't give it to me, we're not going to get to our next mission and we're not going to get any more money.
All right.
So
you can come and take it. I hold it up just a little bit too high from Flynn's reach.
Flynn is short. He's a short, squat little man, and he doesn't even try. He just looks at you. He's like, "This again?"
Oh, come on!
So not cool.
It's funny every time. It's so funny. Here, pass it.
I think Margo and Cargo start throwing it back and forth in that kind of keep away game that Flynn may or may not be participating in.
We cut to the cockpit, where Raff and Quasar are going over star charts.
We're obviously going to be traveling through the nebula and then going through several parsecs of meteor field. Does that work for you, Captain?
I don't see why we've got to go through all of this stuff. I don't see why we can't just fly around it, but...
You don't understand.
You know, if we've got to do that...
Do you understand how large a nebula is?
In English, Professor, okay?
This again. You do understand that if we travel around the nebula, it would add possibly 3 times the time onto our journey.
3 times the time. We don't have that much time. Damn it, let's go through the nebula,
Precisely
man.
What I'm saying. Thank God.
Somebody's got to make these tough decisions.
Yes, and thank goodness it is you.
Guys, I'm so sorry to bother you right now, but they're doing it again. They're like playing monkey in the middle with me. It's not cool because it's with my monkey wrench.
That's right, funny when he can't get the wrench.
Hey, you two clowns, stop playing space monkey in the middle and... Had this space monkey, the space monkey wrench.
All right.
The communication screen lights up with an incoming message.
Hey.
Would you like me to answer it for you, Captain?
Do we have to?
You have to
active. It doesn't
no,
just
you
come
have to push
in?
A button.
Yeah. Okay.
You ever figure out how to push the button and answer it? Oh, hey, Raff, how you doing?
Krog, Hal Flim, you bastard. You calling me after what you pulled?
Yeah, Raff, I'm calling you after what I pulled. What I pulled is that you didn't give me all of the stuff you were supposed to give me after that last job.
I gave you what you deserve, all right?
And it got you in real good with the Kingsmen, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, you know, hey.
That's why you're drifting out in space with, is that Flynn? Flynn, did they steal your monkey wrench again?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you're going to have to get that monkey wrench back because I got another job for you. You ready for it?
All right, yeah. Hit us, you freaking nerd.
No, I don't want to give it to you. Hey, Quasar, Flynn.
Yes.
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to Raph.
I understand.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
The Lelvoil. You know the Lelvoil.
You do. They're humanoid mantis alien.
Humanoid
roots.
What now?
Wait, which part of them are humanoid?
Yes, I believe it depends on the several factors genetically within the species. It's a horrifying monstrosity, brought about artificially, in fact.
Do they eat their partners after coitus?
I believe they were the result of genetic testing between my people and another people.
In English, Professor.
Hybrids, horrible, horrifying hybrids, but quite lovely and very good at chess.
They sound horrible and lovely. Continue.
Well, look, the Lelvoil, they've come across a stock of biowarfare gold, and the Kingsmen, they want their hands in it. And if you can do that, then they're gonna, maybe they'll just forget that you forgot to give them all of the gold and wares you were supposed to steal at the last one that I see you still wearing some around your neck, Raph.
It looks better on me, okay? It looks better on me. So I'm not going to apologize for art, okay? But I will do whatever the King's nerds want us to do, if that'll wipe off this weird little debt they're holding.
So the King's nerds, they've received intel that the Lelvoil have accidentally drilled straight into a Stasoid Kozek hatchery. You got
that? Stasoid Kozek hatchery. Could you tell me a bit about the Stasoids, please?
Well, the Stasoid is kind of a description of the area, meaning that it's so cold that these eggs that they found in here have not hatched. The Kozaks, however, are an alien race which are voracious and destructive. The Lelvoil, they believe, want to use those Kozaks in order to get rid of the Kingsmen off their back.
And what are Kozaks?
He horrifying. Just said that they're a really dangerous alien race.
More dangerous than the Mantis people?
Have you seen Alien, Raph?
Have I seen what now?
Alien? Ancient like a, piece of
what
art.
Is that? No.
Your culture, in fact.
Nope, no clue.
Never mind. Never
heard of her.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of these Kozak eggs are in a state of suspended animation, and the Kingsmen, they want a peace and to stop the Lelvoil from kicking them out of their territory there. The Lelvoil, not in a mood to share and have cut off communication with everybody.
So we're stealing frozen eggs.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good. Make it easy. Sorry, I forgot the note here. Make it simple.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
What's up?
You want to steal some frozen eggs?
You know it.
From the other room, you just hear Margo and Cargo going, hooray!
Much appreciated for the simplicity.
My crew, you know, we're simple folk, all right? And we like simple frozen egg missions, okay?
I do wish you'd speak for yourself sometimes, Captain.
Well.
Yeah, word.
So your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to confirm that the Lelvoilians have the Kozak eggs and stop them from hatching them. So you infiltrate the stronghold on the planet Vavis.
Vavis,
of course.
So we're stealing ice.
No,
go ahead, Finn.
Yeah, but... Okay, sorry. At first it was stealing, which is totally fine. And then, now we are supposed to infiltrate.
Well, how are you going to steal it if you don't infiltrate?
And then stop them from hatching them?
You left that out of the description. When were we going to find that out? You trying to kill us, man?
Just you, Raph. Just you.
That's fair.
Please, God, please let him. One. Yeah.
My whole crew.
We've been
just
through so many death-defying situations. So many. And he's managed to get out every
survive.
Time. Every time by the skin of his goddamn teeth.
Because I'm Raph Lone
One
Wolf.
Of these times, he will die.
Never. Never. I'm going to live forever. Just to spite you.
How many eggs do we need?
Quasar.
How many can you carry in your little rickety ship there?
Rickety, I'll have you know that the Resilient Squirrel is one of the best ships out there.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, don't you go smack talking the squirrel, all right? Or we'll be dropping on you from a great height like some kind of small mammal, all right, that lives in trees. I don't need to think of any right now, but like one.
Just can't think of one. No, it's fine.
Nope,
yeah.
Don't need to.
Well, did you want to know what you're going to get if you do this job successfully, or do you just accept it?
Oh, we also get some stuff for doing it, not just the Kingsmen.
It's like a job. So, yeah, you get a
yeah,
reward.
Yeah, no, but I thought, like, a figure that was just, like, the Kingmen not killing us, but that's fine.
That's part
yeah.
of it, is that maybe your yep. maybe your debts are scrubbed, but also there's some coin.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, that maybe you stay out from under the thumb of the Kingsmen for a little while. Just go back to doing your business.
I'm pretty low
Sneaking
on
those
coin.
Flower sacks across the borders like you like to do.
Margo and Cargo have been after some proper weights recently, and it breaks my heart to see them having to use the monkey wrench every time. Alright, we're in.
Great. Alright. You know where to find me when you're done.
Hold on, wait. Guys, we're in, right?
Yes.
Are we in?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be presumptuous.
The screen goes dead.
Shit. Ugh. I didn't know whether we were in or not.
All right, you get what you get, I guess.
We cut to orbit around the planet Vavis. The planet Vavis has a high-gravity planet with an unstable orbit. Presents various storm cells that pop up randomly, and also tremors and earthquakes that are something to be aware of.
Tremors and then also earthquakes?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Two separate
guys.
Things.
Wow.
Is Kevin Bacon
Both.
There?
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Only 7 degrees of separation.
All right, so we're stealing eggs, yeah?
Yeah, we're stealing ice eggs.
Oh, all right.
From mantis people.
I'll bring my mittens.
This does seem unusually simple a task. I am worried there's going to be some sort of twist in the third act.
I just made him use... It's probably not that simple. I just made him use small words.
I'm just going to work on the back here. I think if we're going to transport these eggs, we're going to have to keep them cold because they said that they're like weapons and stuff.
Yes.
And I want to go to the back and...
Yeah, how is the bushy end, Flynn?
Yeah, I want to go to the bushy end and like use my tech and science to create like a freezer.
Some cold storage.
I like some cold storage in the bushy den.
Okay, I'd like you to describe what you do, but first, this is what I picture, is that you go, you close the door to the cargo hold and open the deep freeze that you have in there and hope that it just spills
just leave
out.
It.
Yes, but also I do more techie things toward the end where I know we have some of that really cold stuff that I can't think about right now.
Ice?
Ice. Like, no.
Liquid nitrogen.
Thank you,
Carla. Frozen cake.
I knew Carla would come through for me because we have the same brain. We had some liquid nitrogen for, like, you know, it's a ship. Obviously, you have liquid nitrogen. And I use tubes and stuff. It was really good that I chose science and technology.
So good at science, yeah.
So, yeah, what you're going for is liquid nitrogen and tubes.
I science so hard. I'm going to blow everybody
away
right now.
It's a little beyond me, but if you're sure, it'll work.
Gonna. And I rig up through the cooling air duct systems, going over to the computer on the wall, whichever ship has, to shut off the ducts to the other parts so that it doesn't freeze. And then I create a whole back cold room, not just by opening the deep freeze, Russ.
Great.
But through liquid nitrogen and tubes and stuff.
Great. I love that that's what you want to do. Let's talk about how this could go wrong if she rolls poorly.
Okay.
Okay.
So if her system doesn't set up properly, what do we think is the worst thing that could happen?
Well,
ship it splits.
Liquid nitrogen becomes a gas very quickly. I think the worst thing that could happen is we all are breathing nitrogen.
That's why I shut
the vents.
Ship's
too cold, we all have to put on a scarf.
Yeah, like it. Okay.
And the scarf is going to ruin my aesthetic if I have to put a scarf on.
Then they can't see that chain that you're wearing.
I think once a month, Quasar goes into the captain's quarters at nighttime, just holds a gun to his head and is like, I could end it.
I could do it today.
And he just never has the guts to pull the trigger.
You don't have the guts, Quasar.
Do you wake up, say that, and roll back over?
Yeah.
You don't have the schleebies, Quasar.
Not tonight.
Okay, roll for me. 2d6 plus...
Well, I have science and tech. I should probably get
No, that just means that you get to do it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go plus intelligence, though, I think.
Okay, yeah. That works, because I've got a plus two in that.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know if you guys know this, but I don't roll very well. This could be a real short game we're playing, real short.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, this isn't good.
I rolled the worst possible I could possibly roll.
Okay.
Snake eyes?
Plus two. So
great.
That's four.
Yeah.
Okay, so how this
so
plays
we just
out.
Die?
So I'm so sorry, you guys.
Yeah,
it was really nice to meet
you. It was a great
you.
Character cool. build. See y'all later.
Wow. No,
so how this is going to play out. So you go back and do all this science-y stuff. You pull the door closed, and you walk away. You think It worked really well.
Did it.
You go back up to the cockpit where your four crewmates are all kind of just observing the telemetry and the radar, and you're honing in on the stronghold.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
All right, you guys.
So how'd it go, Flynn? How's the cold?
It's all set gone? Up. Easy
Fantastic.
Peasy.
Fantastic. I trust you implicitly.
I don't know what you'd do if you did. We didn't have Flynn here, honestly. We'd all die.
Margo's busy trying to put a woolly hat on Cargo. Now, you know, Mom left us these so that we kept warm when it's cold out. So you put the hat on, you put the mittens on. I don't want to hear another word.
No, it looks stupid. I don't. I'm not going to put it on. And I'm like, we're kind of wrestling a bit. I think our whole dynamic is just kind of wrestling a bit.
But I think it's more wrestling, isn't it? Guys, brother, yeah. Sister, just wrestling.
They're always wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like a pair of lion cubs just like play fighting with each other.
That's okay. Keeps them sharp.
How are we going to get down there? I just want to run in, grab the eggs, get out.
I mean, I figured I figured we'd use gravity in some way. I don't know. But I'm not a science guy.
Can we use those advanced kind of like sensors that we have on our ship to kind of figure out like...
The question isn't how we get down there. The question is how do we stop ourselves from getting down there really quickly?
Yes, that is the nature of a space flight, Captain. Thank you. I want to figure out if where we're headed... Because obviously we could just go down and land the ship, but it's like, where are we going to land the ship?
Sure.
Like, I want to know if there's like an ideal spot there where we're not going to get spotted by the Vavisians, the Vavisians.
Give us a topography of what we're looking at here.
The Lavoilians.
The Mantis Mans.
Lavoilians. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you fire up the scanners and you find where the stronghold is. It's in the middle of this jungle mountainous region.
Damn.
There is a docking bay or a landing bay that is very visible. Often to the south, there's a bit of a clearing within the trees. Often to the north, you see a lot of gunfire or like plasma fire. It looks like there's a battle going on, you could presume, as you observe longer, is between the Lelvoil forces and the Kingsmen. They are there as well.
I guess we'll land to the south where they're not having the fight, because they're distracted on one side, right?
I'm very pro not landing in the gunfire.
Yeah,
I'd agree with
but
that.
But Quasar, I got a question for you. Smart guy.
Yes, what's that?
You say there's a jungle down there?
Yes.
Jungles are usually hot, right?
Correct, yes.
If mantis live in jungle, how keep the egg cold?
Quasar, he's waiting.
I also
would like to know the answer to this.
How keep the egg cold if jungle hot? Mantis live in jungle, how keep egg cold?
Captain, are you aware of refrigeration as a concept?
But if they have refrigeration,
yes,
then why don't we just steal one of their refrigerators, whatever you said.
Refrigerators?
Flynn's got it all sorted down the back, which I'm sure is absolutely perfect.
Flynn's spent an incredible time.
No, you're right.
Fashioning you're right. A perfect refrigeration unit.
These absolute jokes of mantis men think they can out refrigerate us. I'm sure whatever Flynn's got cooked up back there is leagues beyond anything they could even comprehend.
Also, stealing the fridge is going to be a lot harder.
Yes. Got you. Eggs, rather small. Also, modular. Can steal.
You don't know that. They could be big. They could be big boy eggs.
Regardless, still modular.
That's true, I suppose. I don't know what that means, but it sounds correct.
So do I need to bring a bigger bag?
Nah, that bag's fine.
How big of a sack are we talking here?
No. Margo, you take a bag. Cargo, you take a bag. We're good.
I could not tell you how large they are, so I suppose several sacks will do.
Yeah, we'll take a bag. We'll take two bags worth. It'll be fine.
We got two bags.
All right, so how do we get down there? We just jump?
We land.
I was going to land the ship.
You're right.
Do I have to roll to land this fucking ship?
Well, so the thing about high gravity...
You're
on a roll, Flynn. Hit us.
I'm going to bury us, and then we're going to explode in
Show
an
us
icy
what you got.
Fire.
So yeah, the thing about high gravity is it makes it more difficult. So yes, I would like you to roll to pilot.
I'm not going to roll these dice, though.
Is there, is there a help action in this game?
No, there's
not. Let's justify one. If someone can...
Maybe catch me doing something wrong as I'm doing it.
You can give Flynn a plus one if you can...
Just shout motivational phrases.
Yeah.
Quasar, you're smart. You do... What kind of stuff can you do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on our advanced sensors, and I'm going to see where the gravitational turbulence is and call it out for Flynn as they navigate their way through the atmosphere.
I also do think it's still worth shouting out motivational phrases.
Oh, yes. 8, 9, 10.
Boom.
Absolutely nailed it, Flynn. I knew we could trust you. You've never let us down so far. I think that's the smoothest language we've ever had, Flynn.
Thanks, bot.
You got it. Flynn, you're the only one around here I don't think's a complete moron.
I could end it.
I mean, we're standing right here.
Wow. I'm smiling and nodding. I didn't quite understand.
Flynn, we wouldn't be able to get by without you.
Yeah. All right, so we take our two bags and we just run in, grab some eggs, and come out.
I mean, I figured we'd all go in and we'll just see what we run into. And we'll just keep running in until we reach something that prevents us from running in, and then we'll deal with that. And then we'll run out.
Same plan as always.
Yeah, that's right.
The squirrel special, right now.
Exactly right.
Maybe we should all take shacks.
Yeah, there's some pillowcases. It's like a garbage bag. Just in case, you know.
It's a hefty bag.
See, that's thinking ahead.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This is the forward planning we had that, you know, we had to have that sit down talk about last mission.
Yeah, no, you're
so,
right.
So, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, everybody grab one sack.
Perhaps two?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Quasar. We'll go in with one sack first, and then we'll work it out from there.
Of course, because it's so frequent that we have sacks on us just ready to go when we run out of room for eggs.
Yeah.
I've got these big pockets in my shorts, so we could put some eggs
in
there.
Now, what I'm wondering is if these eggs come in cartons like normal.
Oh, I assume so. Quasar, was that?
Quasar, damn it, we want answers, man.
I don't know, to be very honest with you.
Cartons of 6, cartons of 12, what are we talking about?
Look,
here?
I believe it sounds to me as though they're in some sort of facility in which they are kept cold. So either, absolutely yes, they're in cartons.
Well, they're ice eggs,
or
the
no,
doy.
They're not at all in cartons. It's one or the other.
Didn't your friend on the comm say that they drilled into this place? And then they found the eggs.
Did he?
Does that mean we have to go down a hole?
I mean, okay. Once I drilled into a refrigerator, but that was an exceptional circumstance. I would think.
It was a very exceptional circumstance.
Why we're not allowed back in the kitchen.
Yeah. They took the kitchen off us.
But doesn't it sound more likely that it's not like a fridge?
It's probably a hole.
Or just a real cold cave.
Remember that discussion we had about active listening after our second to last job? Mm-hmm. How we all
need
to improve?
I don't care if it's a hole or a box or a fridge or a sack. Let's just get in there and punch some freaks and take some eggs, okay?
Hooray!
Yeah!
Yes, fine. Fine.
Hello! People who are listening to this, I'm here with James Barbarossa and Elizabeth Campbell.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are, as well as being the wonderful players who are joining the fabulous Facing Fate crew, we are coming from the show Realms of Peril and Glory. James, why don't you tell us a bit about some of the stuff you can find on RPG?
You just came in with such manic energy. So we're going to be playing a campaign called Veil. It uses the 13th Age game system, and it's a really fun time. It's really beautiful. And after that, we're going to be moving on to a game series called You Awaken in a Strange Place. That's a lot of one shots, completely improvised every time, and we've got many other game systems with many amazing stories that we're really looking forward to telling.
Liz, what can you tell us about Vale?
Vale is a apocalypse-preventing mystery set in a fantasy cityscape. I play an orc rogue member of the Harbor Guard trying to crack the case and stop everyone from meeting a terrible end.
Alongside a comic Errol Flynn-esque hero, a teenage barista, and of course a student necromancer. Your co-mystery solvers are of course those three, and I'm sure that gives you no exasperation as a character at all.
What am I supposed to say?
What we've decided to do with this one is we've actually decided that all of the NPCs are going to be played by me while Zach runs everything else and the story, which leads to a lot of chaotic moves being made on my part for the characters that he should be controlling, but has very foolishly turned over to me.
Yes.
So
overall, it's a very fun show. Like, honestly, it's a great time. So if you want to head over to the Realms of Peril and Glory feed, all you need to do is search Realms of Peril and Glory in your podcatcher of choice, or visit our website, lightandtragic.com, for the links, and hopefully we'll see you over there. Thank you so much, guys.
We cut to a hill outside the stronghold. Five of you are holding any number of sacks.
We're going to get in there and find out we can't carry them in sacks, aren't we?
Arms full with sacks.
They're going to be in a chest freezer we need to carry.
What you see before you is...
How obvious are we holding our sacks coming in here like, don't mind us, just coming in with all these empty bags.
Sack technician.
It's just the Grinch sneaking down the chimney again. Just putting
Fortunately for you, it appears a lot of direction is being pointed towards where the war is happening on the other side of the facility.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Convenient signage, wall this way.
Before you, you see the landing bay, which is completely open, and a ladder going up to from your, well, from the ground level. You see around and to the west of the building, there are several, like, maintenance doors, but no, like, main entrance. There are also duct entrances that could be used.
I don't mind having a little snoop around, see if there's anybody paying attention to the entrance.
That's a good idea.
Should we split up or stay together?
I have a sniper rifle is my weapon. A space sniper rifle. Can I, like, look through that?
I'm noticing there are normal corridors and then there are the smaller corridors. Are we dealing with tiny people here or what? Yeah, I just want to know the 10-4 on tiny people, because if we're dealing with tiny people, then that's a different whole situation.
Captain, I think find there's vents for ventilation. Are you aware of the? Are you familiar with the concept of ventilation?
Yes, like it's things for you to crawl through.
Yes, precisely, Captain.
That's nice. Now, if they're things for us to crawl through, we shouldn't crawl through them, because that's exactly what they'd expect.
I think it's for air.
So perhaps we go through one of the doors.
Ugh. This is a tough call. What do you guys think? Cargo? Oh, damn.
Cargo has since gone off and found a position to look through the scope.
Yeah, I just want to see, because that has magnification, if I can see people, like guards up above us or anything.
We have comms, too, I would assume.
I would assume.
Yeah.
We can
go to space. We can talk to each other at a distance.
Space, but no walkie-talkies.
That's right.
You managed to set up where you can see, like, into most of the landing bay, and you do see that there are, from what you can count, four armed Lelvoilian guards patrolling the bay.
Is that there are four guards who are armed, or is that the guards have four arms?
Good question.
Mantis people.
Or do they just have the lower parts of their arms?
There's four individuals who are armed with weapons. They are...
But do they have four arms?
They have four arms, because they're
four
mantis
arms
humanoids.
They have four.
Two of the arms
four,
are human
four
arms. Two of the arms are mantis arms that kind of come up.
Makes sense,
So they're four... Mantis men, each with four forearms.
Yes, so Cargo, you see 16 arms.
I relay this information. to my team via our high-tech walkie-talkies.
Wait, 16 mantis men or 16 arms?
All right. Well, look, should we go in through the ducts?
I just want to be clear. The doors that you talked about, where are they in relation to these guards?
The maintenance doors appear to be out of line of sight of the four armed guards in the landing bay.
I'm of the opinion, crew, that perhaps we may find some information about what we're walking into in one of these rooms.
Do you think they have some kind of information room?
Well, yes, some sort of form of computer or database where we might at least get some foresight into what we're about to encounter.
Now, is that four lots of
some
sight?
Information.
A lot of fours going around. I don't like
yes,
it.
No,
I don't trust the number four.
I could.
So.
Thank God that now there are five of us again. There were four of us, and I was concerned.
We just gonna go in one of these doors real quick, or
little knock and shoot special.
Love it.
Or
it's classic.
I mean, we did have to have that talk after the third to last job we took about maybe toning down the knock and shoot special.
Look,
I just don't understand if we're going to shoot why we would knock. That's my big problem with the plan. Right, so who is for going in the vents?
I am. Wait, no. Doors. I'm in for the doors.
We're all in for doors? Then god damn it, why are we standing around here? Let's go for these doors.
Are we all in for doors?
Yeah.
Everyone in for doors. Alright.
I think, unfortunately, the majority of the party might be a bit too thick for alternate plans.
You can't kick in a vent. Trust me, I've tried.
Arguably, you could.
Yeah, but it just falls.
That's true.
Doesn't bounce back at you when it hits the wall.
Cutting ahead as the five of you make your way over to the door, you move to try it, and the door is locked.
See, this is why we have to knock. I'm not trying to dredge up the old I'm just sometimes.
If it's locked, why would knocking get them to open it?
I bring out my lock picks.
All right.
Let me see what I can do.
Damn it, Flynn, you're the only one around here who's not completely useless. Get the damn door open, you king.
I hate you. Margo, Cargo, could you please just. I'm aware the captain is going to kick in this door as soon as it's unlocked. I'm not going to be able to change that. Could you perhaps just be immediately behind him to just help if he gets into trouble? I would like him dead, but not today.
Yeah, of course. Ready. Weapons drawn.
Thank you.
Flynn works quickly and the lock within the door clicks and is now open.
I sprint straight in.
Raph is into this room, which looks to be kind of a, like a lunchroom.
Fucking busting in the staff room. Anyone on their 15s here? You're in trouble.
There are several high tables set up and two of these Lelvoilians.
What are they eating, Russ?
They're mates after coitus.
Oh, Jesus.
I knew it! You're going down! You mantis freaks!
They throw their meal down and jump at you, trying to attack you.
I shoot first, so I always act first in a fight. I am going to run up to the nearest mantis man, and I'm going to hit him with the brick in a sock that I have as my main weapon.
Okay, let's do it. Roll. It would be strength or agility.
I do it really quickly.
Okay, you're going agility then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm trying to get the jump on him.
All right, I love it.
Okay, cool. So
I got
a 9 plus 2 agility plus 1 from my reckless rushing in. So.
All right.
I get a number.
12 is the number you get, Captain.
12.
You get to roll me damage on that.
6.
This brick spins and connects with this mantis head, which is like slow motion. Like you see the movement in the exoskeleton as guts and innards of this face are splatted against the wall. Everybody cool with like graphic violence and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I probably should have asked that at the beginning, but now we're in it. So, yeah.
Now that we're here. Yeah, I was about to say this is
it's all too late.
Seeing as we've caused this entirely. So.
You avoid damage because of the 12, though. So it falls dead and like twitching on the ground as Excellent. The other one jumps towards you. Who came in behind you? Margo and Cargo came in behind you?
Yeah, weapons drawn, ready to shoot.
You see Raff doing what he does best, rushing in and hitting people with socks and bricks.
And I nailed it.
Out of his line of sight, though, is the second one, which is like pincers raised, moving to jump down on top of him.
I want to shoot it.
Go for it.
I had my gun ready.
Yep.
7.
Okay, so partial success. So you let off a couple rounds, roll some damage.
8 damage.
Ooh.
Damn.
So yeah, you let off a couple rounds, which you see as this Lavoil is flying through the air, it lets out this hideous like shriek and scream, but momentum takes over and digs into the back of Raff, who's going to take...
I have an armor of 1. Does that mean anything?
I rolled a 3, so you're going to take 2 damage.
Cool.
As these dig into you. The room is clear. Both of these creatures are dead, and their meals are dead as well.
Well, joke's on you, because I have 15 max hit point, which is the maximum amount of hit points a person has, which I can't die, ever.
That's how it works.
I would like to just check that the guards on the landing bay haven't heard anything and are rushing towards us.
I would like to check if there are any loose sacks, maybe lunch sacks.
I would like to check how the meals taste.
You
in order of operation.
You want to see if you're missing out on something.
Yeah, I want to see if it's worth it.
In all this, I've been trying to get my lock picks out of the
they're kind of bent.
I have no idea what's going on.
They're kind of bent a little bit because of Raph's push and you still holding them. Quasar, you go back out and you're observing. Doesn't appear that anybody is paying any attention to the noise that has just happened. You check the lunch sacks, Cargo, and there are bits and bobs of other insects and flesh things and...
Okay, I dumped that out. I just was interested in the sacks themselves.
Great.
Just as extra carrying.
You find 6 lunch-sized pails.
Perfect.
Or sacks.
I'm gonna put those in my other sack.
Thank God we got more sacks here. We're saved.
And Raph, you dig a couple fingers into the meal and it tastes... Give me a describing word.
Slippery.
Umami.
Rancid.
Slimy.
Yes. It has that umami finish, but it's rancid and slippery.
Huh. I don't like it.
Okay. I was really wondering where that was going. I was really wondering where that was going.
Are there any doors or anything?
Captain, I believe you should try again. That meat looks rather rancid, and I think you might get poisoned from it, so please continue eating.
You need to try again, just in case?
Yes. Yes.
All right, maybe it grows on
you. Just in case. Might grow on you.
I try the other one's meal.
Yes. Please try again. Try again one more time.
Find it to be fresher, less rancid, still slippery and umami.
Damn, this guy's got taste. By the comparative factor, I assume this one is good, so I'm into it.
We're all just staring and just watching Raph do this.
I walk up to seeing the end of this. Raph, I think you broke my lockpicks, so
I had to
leave them back there, so hopefully we don't have to, you know, pick another lock.
That's all right. You can use mine if you want. I'm professional in sneak, so I presume I am capable of picking locks and getting into places.
Are you using a supply?
Or is that your supply?
No, you're right. I don't want to spend a supply on that.
Not yet.
Tough luck, Flynn.
I guess I've already spent a supply.
That is a supply use, so you've got 2 more.
Dang, until I sit down suddenly.
Now that the chaos has kind of died down, you look around and you see that this room is just a wall of windows.
Cool.
With a single door that is closed. But as Raph is consuming, you see one guard begin to walk by, not really paying attention, just walking by, not noticing what's going on inside. Gets to the end, and then you see him kind of back up a few steps and turn and look at you and raise a plasma cannon towards you.
I want to try and snipe him with my rifle.
All right.
While he's doing that, can I run for the other door?
Run for the door out. Yep.
Or the door. There's only one door out?
Well, there's the door you came in, and then there's a door leading further into the facility.
Door leading further into the facility.
Okay.
I want to run.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a fighter.
Can I add a little flavor for Cargo's sniper rifle? I think Margo and Cargo have kind of worked out a routine where Margo acts as the kind of support for the sniper rifle, because she's a little bit shorter than Cargo, and so Margo is stand stock still while Cargo balances the sniper.
So you've been deaf in that ear for how long now?
I'm sorry, what?
Nice.
If this guy's on a corridor, is there any way that I can go through a door and be on the same corridor as this other guy but in a different place?
You'd have to follow Flynn out.
I follow Flynn out.
All right. So give me your roll plus agility there, Cargo.
9.
So partial success. So you let fire your weapon, but somebody in this room is going to take some damage. So
I'm not in the room, suckers.
There's no D5, so roll a D6. So I've got...
roll a D4. I'm not in the room.
You're not in the room. And Raph is going in behind, so that's only three of you.
Roll a D3. Yeah.
So Margo, Quasar, and Cargo. Margo will be 1 and 2, Quasar 3 and 4, Cargo 5 and 6. Somebody roll me a D6.
5.
Okay, so Cargo, you're going to take some damage. Somebody else roll me a D6 plus 2.
Oh, I can roll my really bad one.
Yeah, do that.
2 plus 2 is 4.
Cargo, you can also roll me damage. You're going to take 4 damage from this plasma cannon as it shatters glass into the room.
But he gets 10 damage. I rolled max damage.
Damn. So it's like at the same time, your is it a laser rifle or like a traditional munitions rifle?
I mean, we're in space, so let's say laser.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not spacey flavor.
We don't know who shot first, but they both go off, and his goes straight through his head, which explodes at the back. Glass shatters in on either side, and you get winged and take 4 damage.
Okay.
Flynn and Raph, you rush out into this hallway and turn the corner. Raph, you with your brick in hand, going to go rush this guy, but see him blasted against the wall and like slide down.
Nice. That's what we bring Cargo for.
Excellent job, Cargo. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You sure?
Nice shot. Yeah. High five.
Flynn and Raph, you hear down the hallway the sound of chattering, not common or English or anything like that, but chattering and quick movements coming down towards your position.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my gun, and I'm gonna ready it on my forearm.
We're literally just murdering our way through this.
Yeah.
This is
the
plan?
Okay, I'm just... Yeah.
Out in the hallway...
I have my pistol out, too. When I see Raph pull his out, I struggle for mine.
The two of you see, as far as your surroundings, there's a hallway where the creature who's dead is now standing. The sound is coming from beyond that, further down the hallway. There is the other way down the hallway, and then there is a like, if you were to turn right, there's another hallway that heads down further into the facility. So there is a way out if you move quickly.
Oh,
I think we need to go further in.
Flynn would like to move quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think quickly and further in if we can.
Let's go.
The five of you make your way out, jump through the window or just go through the door, and round the corner just before the guards come barreling down and observing the scene, we see you quickly move down this way, and you see signs up like...
War this way?
War this way is one of them.
And eggs this way.
You see signs for the landing bay, signs for a boiler room, signs for a control room. All of those in perfect English.
Now, they wouldn't be in the boiler room because egg cold and boiler hot.
Control room. I think we need to go to the control room.
Yes, we can find out where they're keeping everything.
Wait. I thought we were looking for the information room.
What were the options?
Landing bay, engine, boiler room, control room, and war this way.
Yeah.
What about hold? Is there anything for hold?
I suggest that perhaps if there's a control room, we'll be able to find information, seeing as that is the bird's eye view of the entire facility.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Why would they keep information in a control room? Surely that's where you'd keep the controls.
Do you not need information to control something, Captain?
Damn. Well, shit, you got me there, Quasar. Let's go.
Are you familiar with the concept of leadership?
This must be an advanced society.
We're going to get the player who's adept at stealth. I believe that's you, Margo.
I'm pretty good at stealth. Yeah. I'm pretty good at sneak,
Oh,
too.
Yeah, you're also stealthy. So let's... the two of you are leading. Why? I don't know why Raph would be leading, but always rushes in
no,
first.
No, neither do I.
But you're the most stealthy, so you're leading, trying to bypass all other guards and any other possible dangers. Roll stealth. Both.
Great.
So roll 2d6, then plus, likely your agility modifier.
Cool.
I've rolled very badly.
I've rolled pretty good. I've rolled a 10.
5.
Uh-oh. Shit.
Okay. Cool.
Now, is there a door?
There is a door.
I run in.
Fuck's sake.
Fuck. Okay, hold on.
He will not.
You quickly make your way down the hallway, Raph and Margaret. Things seem to be going really well.
Things usually do until they're not.
You make your way to the control room, which as you round the corner and before... Well, Raph, I don't think he stops.
He doesn't.
The two of you barrel down this hallway, seeing a door, not really paying attention to, again, all of the windows. And inside, you see... many,
windows are just doors for cowards.
You see many Lovoil all around a big table. Looks like it could be like a war room style table. They're going over stats and that sort of thing.
Smart people stuff, I get it.
And as Raph bursts in, they look up and two of the guards point weapons at him.
Too bad, Margo. I shoot first because I act first.
God, there's so many people in this room.
So we've got what looks like four around the table who could be higher-ups or people or Lovoil of importance, and then two guards with what look like plasma cannon weapons.
I'm gonna point them at the higher-ups, and I'm going to go, nobody move.
This is not going to go well.
So worst that happens is they call your bluff and shoot you with a plasma cannon.
Okay, I fire at one of the guys with the plasma cannon.
Okay, well, do you want to try and persuade them first?
Does he have manipulation, though? Otherwise,
oh, yeah, do you have manipulation?
No, that's true. I don't have manipulation. Okay,
I do.
Look at me, rules of the game.
Okay.
I shoot one of the guards. If Quasar gets here, he can manipulate them.
Perfect.
Oh, Christ.
Okay,
so you're really setting me up for success on manipulation with shooting someone.
Cargo, Flynn, and Quasar, you round the corner as you see firing going off. It's glass shattering out into the hallway. Roll to hit there, Raph.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him with my knife gun.
What?
It's okay. A gun that shoots knives.
Love it.
Okay.
Because he knows space.
Yeah.
Two sixes. I'm just too...
Fuck.
I'm just too much of a white male to fail. So...
Oh, my God.
So, I'm arrogant enough that I can't not succeed. So, I get two sixes. Is this an agility or is this an agility?
It would be an agility. It would be a fire
Okay,
weapon,
cool. Yeah. So, that would be two sixes and that's to hit, I presume, and two agility.
Absolute success. I mean, plus 14. So, yeah, we'll give you two damage dice on this. So, 2d6 plus whatever magic bonuses you gave yourself.
10.
Your knifey gun goes off.
Yep.
Fires hard into this one, which blows it back. Another shot goes off, but it goes wide because you're so successful. Cool. Margo, you're the only one currently in the room. Do you want to do anything as things are firing? One of them would have trained a weapon on you at the same time.
We're at the door, basically. Can I jump like back through the door? Like, can I?
I figure Raph went in first because Raph goes in first.
Yep.
So you're standing behind, weapon maybe drawn or however you want to do that. But yes, you could. There'd be like... the door and then two little side panels of walls and then the windows would be. So a small place to hide.
Yeah.
If your goal is to hide and not attack, let's roll stealth to see if you can avoid getting shot.
Cool. Two sixes.
Cheebus. Okay. So yeah, you duck out and just this laser shoots out in front of you as you duck out of the way. You turn and you see Quasar, Cargo, and Flynn coming around the corner just as you dodge out of the way of one of these bullets.
Guys, the captain's done the thing again.
Of course he has.
I would be surprised at how successful I was, but the first sentence of shoot first is you cannot be surprised, so I'm not surprised at how successful
I was. All right, to battle.
Maybe while they're battling, I can, like, sneak around and just, like, see if I can find out where the eggs are. We don't even have to go in here.
Yeah, I would like
I was thinking a distraction might be a good idea. So if our imminent deaths are the distraction, you can maybe go get some information.
Yes, I think Flynn and I should go off and find the control room.
Wait, all of y'all are leaving?
Now, I don't have sneak, but could I
confidently...
Yep, I
think Flynn and I should go survive.
Quasar, I could really use somebody who can threaten people.
Oh, for crying. All right, I'll stay. And I unsheath a long sword that is, like, more... It's more, like, flowery than functional. It is,
It's a double helix.
Yeah, it's a double helix sword.
With a laser that is up like, the middle.
Base yeah, sword,
that,
yeah.
That's, like, the sword of my people. Of course. I practice, like, some weird, like, almost, like, Tai Chi, like, floaty... fencing maneuvers with it.
Quasar rushes into the middle of what he now sees is the control room to help good Captain Raff finds himself in the midst of gunfire and these four what appear to be generals or admirals who are staring with this hatred in their eyes as his sword cuts through the air and he makes a big show of not doing a lot. Facing Fate, Off-World, Episode 1, starring Amy Moore as Flynn Schluter, Carla Maxted as Cargo Wynn, with Zachary Fortes Gom as Quasar Pulsar, Liz Campbell as Margot Wynn, and James Barbarossa as Raph Lone Wolf. Russ Moore, that's me. I play your Game Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Facing Fate theme music is by Eli McElveen. Gameplay today is Off-Worlders by Chris P. Wolfe. A huge thank you to Zach, Liz, and James for joining us today, and you can find more from them on their show, Realms of Peril and Glory, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you would like to hear the character and ship build we did for Offworld, join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. As always, a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Lula Han, and Charlie Warley. Tune in next week for the dramatic, climactic, and outright hilarious conclusion of Facing Fate Off-World. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon. Facing Fate is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz-9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, you know, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz-9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Are they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today.
Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz Nines adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I got a trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.